Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
We're here to get you ready for the weekend. We got good things on the way for you, everybody, including our own friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. I hope you guys don't hate me too much today.
No. We're thanking you. We had a good heads up about this and everything. I was all prepared this morning. I mean, as prepared as you could be. I was a little disappointed. I tried to throw a snowball at my father this morning, and it wouldn't pack.
It fell apart as it was
coming at him, and he just looks at me like, Jimmy, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? It was sad. It was actually very sad. But we're looking forward to this weekend. What is the temperatures going to look like this week, and what has Mother Nature got for us?
Yeah, so today we're going to hit highs right around the mid-30s. So the snow starts to depart. We'll start to climb a little bit above freezing and actually a little bit of clearing. So maybe we could see some sunshine before the day comes to an end. I know. Mm. But pretty cold tonight. We'll drop down to right around the single digits. And then tomorrow, a lot of sunshine out there, highs in the upper 30s. But everything changes by Saturday night into Sunday. So we get a little calm in between the two snowstorms, and we're getting smacked again as soon as Saturday night into early Sunday morning, and we're looking at some decent snow accumulations throughout Sunday, even into Sunday night. And then Monday morning, it wants to flip to a wintry mix, which could put some ice down for our morning commute before it flips over to all regular rain Monday afternoon as our temperatures soar to near 50 degrees.
Jeez.
So we are going up a roller coaster once again. And it's, of course, I'm not going to talk to you until we're going through the wintry mix and headed towards the rain. Yeah. So I had to lay all of that on you.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You're like, hey, we'll talk to Brittany in a couple weeks, everybody. It's, you know, I looked at the forecast, I looked at next week's forecast, and I'm still surprised by what you're saying. Like, even though I knew what was coming, it's a weird time of year.
It is weird.
It's been a weird year. We'll talk more and more about this as we go along, Brittany. But I know that we're experiencing it. I know it's weird. There's a part of me, though, that is kind of like, I don't know, finds this really interesting. Like, there's a lot of serious stuff that this can affect and everything as far as our crops and our farmers and all that. I'm not taking any of that lightly, but just taking a step back, this has been a weirder winter than I can ever remember.
I would have to 100% agree with you. I've never seen anything like this. So, like you said, it is going to be interesting to see what it does, how everyone can adapt to it. I mean, from businesses to farmers to, you know, big industry, right?
I'm hoping
after Sunday, maybe some snowmobile trails will open up too.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Get a little relief.
That would be great for so much of our entertainment industry out here and recreation industry out here. That'd be really great for them to get at least a couple of days in at some
shift winter over like a couple of months. Can we do that?
Yeah, spring break. Go snowblowing.
Exactly.
Brittany,
I mean, it is a perfect time for spring break, right? Everyone wants to avoid the storm. Good point.
Brittany, before I let you go, we've got a new show that we're doing around here called Unlabeled. It's your 90s mixtape. I have some homework for you. I want a 90s song from you. I want a 90s request from you at some point, okay?
Okay, deal.
Thank you, Brittany.
I love 90s music.
I had a feeling. All right. You're our people, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, okay? We'll talk to you on Monday.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot. We love working with her. Seth, we've got good stuff to get to this morning in a jam-packed morning. We're going to get into a new beauty hack because I know how much those are important.
Those are very important to us.
Yeah. Get that coming up.
It's a good thing we're not on video today. I'm looking at the two of us. I'm like, oh, boy. It's a good thing we're on radio.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with my hair anymore. I really don't. I've got my headphones on under my hair, and I just can't even imagine the almost, like, it's not a kid in play thing, but it's high enough,
it's getting up there.
Oh, boy. We got that. Talk a little March Madness or March Sadness, however you want to look at it.
Ooh, boy, I tell you.
Thanks, Kentucky. Thanks.
I was going to say.
Thanks, Calipari.
That was a bracket breaker yesterday. My goodness.
You know, it was kind of, it was the part of it, one part of it was cool. We had a local kid, a Wisconsin kid, making noise over there at, for Oakland. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
That was
awesome.
So we got that coming up. We'll get into, and this hour, in this day, we are going to have some fun stuff too, because at 8:35, we're going to welcome in John Benbow. He is a Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidate.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be our final candidate for this week.
Okay.
But at 9:05, we're going to have our entertainment section focused on the Alexander House. Connie Henke is going to join us.
All right.
And talk about some great things going on over there. Looking forward to it. We got a lot to get to with our schedule this weekend we want to touch on as well. All of those things coming up for you. But I want to remind everybody, the Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you want to download the Civic Media app. Be sure to do that wherever you get your apps.
Mm-hmm.
Choose your station, WFHR. go ahead and do that. And then just be listening at the top of the 7 a.m., 10 a.m. hours, and the 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock hours. We're going to give you a magic word.
Magic word.
Yes. And you take that word onto the app, you text it to us, and boom, just like that, you will be in on a chance to win an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells.
Yeah.
Or enter to win one of our two grand prizes.
That's really cool.
It's awesome. This is fun.
We're giving away 4 overnight stays every day.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
man.
Yeah,
that is awesome. We sent a big shout out to Chula Vista being able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the best listeners in radio. You guys give us this ability to be able to do this.
Exactly.
I was talking to a listener yesterday about this contest, and she said to me, this doesn't seem that hard. And I was telling her, it's not supposed to be. We want you to win. We want
right.
you guys to, you know, this. That's
right.
part of the fun of this.
Uh-huh.
We're celebrating all of you out there. And while we can't just like have people, you know, come up and like hand everybody a new bike, we can't do that.
Doesn't quite work that way.
We could do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
We're celebrating you guys and celebrating the power of this app and everything we've been able to do with it. Thank you so much to everybody who's already downloaded and has supported Civic Media. We appreciate everybody.
Yes, we do.
We've got stations up and down the state. Civic Media is your station promoting democracy. Like, that's the big thing we promote. We got a lot of cool shows on this network, a lot of great voices. Some of the best voices in this state.
Yeah.
Are on Civic Media Radio. All that being said, democracy, you guys, freedom, these are the things we are promoting. These are the things we are behind.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are behind that too, and we appreciate it. So be listening for today at the top of the 10 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock hours. We will get that word out there to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that word is, no, I'm joking.
Hey, whoa.
I want to.
He's going rogue here.
I know, I really want to. It's right in front of me. I want to tell you what it is, but I can't.
Can't do it.
Be listening in the top of the 10 a.m. hour right here at WFHR, and of course our sister station WIRI for those words, and get them into us, everybody, and have some fun. Keep in mind, I keep forgetting this, Seth, you have the hour to get that word in.
Yep, gotta make sure you're at the top of the hour, but you can enter all 4 hours every day.
Yes.
There's no limit, man.
Mm-hmm. Get in on that, everybody, and again, thanks to everybody that downloaded the Civic Media app. Let's talk a little March sadness, everybody. We're only a day into March Madness, and according to Yahoo Sports, at least 99.9% of brackets are already busted.
All right. Wow. I mean, I'm telling you.
Why do we do this to ourselves?
Why do we do this to ourselves, man?
Well, there is another side of this.
Okay.
You can still enjoy March Madness even if your bracket is busted.
Mm-hmm.
Here are 4 ways to still enjoy the rest of the tournament. It's basketball. It's a game. Like, watch the games.
Enjoy the drama.
Enjoy basketball, people. Like, that's just me. That's not even on the list.
No.
I admit, I wholeheartedly admit, I'm a diehard basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I put that, you know, out there completely, journalistic integrity out the window. But at the same time, I know people who their bracket gets busted and they're like done. They're like not even watching anymore. Like, what are you doing?
This is great. I mean, that's what the fun thing, though. Yeah. So the underdog upset your pick for the win, to win it all, right? But now you get to follow that team.
Yeah.
And you get to learn about that team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we get to find out all about Oakland.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. How cool is that?
I love this stuff.
Duquesne, you know, all these other small schools that we don't know anything about. Find out where they're actually from.
Oh, no.
what state are they in?
Kentucky's not moving on to the Sweet 16 or something. Shucks.
Oh,
like,
bummer.
How will they ever survive? They've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
they've won
exactly.
a lot. And I got to say, as a side note, I chose Kentucky to move on.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had them going on to like 2 rounds or so
and
then losing. And that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of us that chose Kentucky, that's on us. If you've been paying attention, attention to John the last couple of years and everything. We should have known better. Here is the number one on their list as far as ways you can still enjoy the tournament. Okay. Enjoy the freedom. Now you can watch the games in peace. No pressure or stress of getting a perfect bracket or doing, you know, how your bracket's doing or anything like that. You don't want to think about that. So just enjoy the games. Enjoy the freedom.
I guess we have to make one small caveat here. First of all, I mean, if you're doing a bracket with money, I'm sorry. Why?
Yeah, why?
I mean, come on, stop. You're not going to get any. You're not going to win. Come on.
What did money do to you to hurt you to treat it that way?
I know.
Why would you do that to money?
Light it on fire.
You might as well. Really. Support people who are still in it. Keep up with the standings and follow along to see who ends up at top.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I enjoy about this, and I enjoy about any playoffs, my team is rarely in it, so I find somebody, a player or a team to root for, and I find that almost like a second like life as a fan, and I find it fun. So I do that with almost every playoffs of every sport. This is no different. I'm a big Georgetown fan. I like NIU. I root for Grambling. I've got a couple teams that I like loosely, but a lot of it is, you know, hey, none of these teams are in there, so what am I going to root for?
Well, I'm going to ask you now, so like, for Wisconsin, because they've got a couple of teams, and you got Marquette, you know, and you've got Wisconsin, of course. For someone who's from Illinois, like you, I know it's not your favorite school, but like, you know, Illinois, the University of Illinois, they've got a path, you know, that sounds like a lot of people are thinking they're going to go pretty far.
Yeah.
I mean, is that part of it too for you? Checking out like teams, maybe not your favorite teams, kind of what you were talking about, but you know, you have grown up with them or something that, and you're still like, oh, look, they're doing all right, you know?
There are relatives that went to Illinois and went to Champaign and everything, so I root for them a bit, I have to admit, especially when they have Chicago kids on that team, which doesn't happen very often.
Surprisingly.
They usually go to Kentucky or UW, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true.
I love Marquette. Shaka Smart's my favorite college coach. Like college football, college basketball, it doesn't matter. He's my favorite coach. So I'm rooting for Marquette hard. I got them going on right to the Elite Eight. I've got them going.
Nice.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes. I'm sorry, Marquette, if that hurt. That's not going to help you any. But those exactly what we're talking about here. I find storylines to pay attention and care. I love this time of year. I love this tournament.
That's the fun part for me. Yeah.
So you do the same thing. You do.
Yeah. If you know, because I didn't really have a college basketball team that I liked growing up, because Minnesota was never, you know, I mean, they were the big team, but they were never really that great. Mm-hmm. Every now and then they would be okay, but so I just was always a bystander on that kind of thing for basketball. Yeah. I never really had a rooting. So it's kind of fun when you're just, you know, watching the whole field, and then you can root for underdogs, which is that's the thing I like to do. Man. I like to see the underdogs.
Just thinking, it probably had been cool to see Dave Winfield as a Minnesota Gopher playing basketball.
Man.
Like that'd have been cool.
Back in the 70s, man. Yeah. I wonder, there's got to be some film on that. I'd love to see it.
I want to find that. A couple of other decent players out of Minnesota, you know, history. Embrace the underdog and Cinderella teams. Sure, they're probably, they're probably what's messing up your bracket.
Of course.
But it's already messed up. Why do you care? You know, go ahead and have some fun.
I have a theory, and I just want to test this one year. Pick all the underdogs and see how well it works out. Now, is it going to be maybe any better than, you know, trying to pick, you know, like really going through it with a fine tooth comb and like, I'm going to check out all the, these guys are going to do that. Just do all underdogs and see how your bracket turns out. I'd be curious to see what happens.
I think I'm going to do that next year, actually. And what else do you have to do? MLB's opening day is still a week away, and NBA, NHL playoffs don't get started until next month. So why not enjoy this?
Why not?
Enjoy. Have some fun. And if you don't care, well, you got plenty of other things to do, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, they're shoveling, so we got that. Thanks, Mother Nature. So we have something to do there. And you got something to do this next couple of hours, because we got a lot of great show lined up for you. We're going to be having, of course, our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up next. And after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Woo.
It's going to be fun. Yeah, all this coming up for you right here on WFHR. There we go. Welcome, everybody, to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate all of you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them. It's a wonderful diner at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wishing everybody a good morning. They got some great specials out there today. A wonderful way to kick off your weekend. Mm-hmm. Head on over to El Cafe. Wish them good morning from all of us at WFHR.
You know, you used a word there, diner, and that is exactly what it is. It feels, you walk in, it's like, hey, this is a great diner.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You don't get to use that term much anymore. Yeah, yeah, it is. It is a classic diner with a lot of great stuff over there. The food, the prices, the atmosphere are all great, but the people are going to blow you away.
They're the
wonderful
best.
People over there. Mm-hmm. Head on over to El Cafe and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love to celebrate with you. We grab a qualifier every day, and that person or persons is going to win at the beginning of next month two $20 gift certificates from our friend at El Cafe. I was joking with the listener because I always say it that way. I just say two gift certificates, so it sounds almost like they could be gift certificates for anywhere.
Yeah,
they, like El Cafe. Here's some gift certificates for Toys R Us.
You know? Yeah, so,
No, they're for El Cafe,
of course.
Of course, that you could use over there. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can of course direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course call up. Join us. That Civic Media app that we're encouraging to use, well, just a touch or two away to calling us up.
That's right.
That's also going to be really handy if you want to win some free Culvers in a little bit coming up, everybody.
Get ready.
Another good reason to download that app. Or call up 715-424-2600 to join the conversation. Love to have you join us. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Okay, 1.
All right, gives us that one. And I need a 1 or a 2.
2.
Ah, there we go. Gives us our qualifiers. So we get right into the celebrating. And just one birthday to put the spotlight on for today, Jeff Nelson.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you, Jeff.
I loved you when you were pitcher for the Mariners. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. I thought that name seemed familiar. Right, yeah.
I'm sure there's like a jillion Jeff Nelsons out there. So
happy birthday to you,
Jeff. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Hope it's a good one. We also, on Saturday, want to wish a very happy birthday to the wonderful Barb Hittner.
Oh, happy birthday, Barb.
Barb, of course, the better half with Mike and the mom of Stephen and Katrina, who joined us here from Family Natural Foods all the time on the air. We appreciate them so much.
And we do.
Barb's wonderful. I've only gotten to meet Barb a couple of times. My mom actually knows her better than I do. But when I have run into her, she's one of those people where you know the kids and then you meet the parents and things like lock in and like, oh, that makes sense.
Of course.
Both Stephen and Katrina are such perfect copies and parallels.
That's great.
While also being themselves, of course, of their parents. And there's like this one half that you were missing. If you knew Mike, you meet Barb, and you're like, okay, it all adds up.
Now it all adds up.
One of the sweeter, more fun people I have met in my life. Barb, awesome person. Wishing you a good day. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Peg Drawlinger.
Happy birthday, Peg.
Enjoy your day, Peg. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 28th anniversary, Ned and Cammy Kubischak.
Oh, Ned and Cammy, congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Ned and Cammy. Hope it's a great one. It's a Friday. I say celebrate all weekend long.
Celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate. I know your anniversary is tomorrow. We say celebrate today.
That's
and
right.
Sunday. Celebrate all weekend.
Keep it going.
And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Valerie Marie.
Oh, happy birthday, Valerie.
Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
We hope it's a good one. And a very happy birthday to friend of both Seth and I, friend of this community, friend of WFHR, Ben Shadek.
Oh, happy birthday, Ben.
Ben's one of the more talented people we have had on the air with us.
Yep.
One of the more talented musicians and people we have in this community.
Mm-hmm.
Really appreciate what Ben does.
600 bands that he's a part of?
Yeah, yeah. 601 actually now. Yeah, yeah. Ben's, the reason he's in all those bands, one, he loves music. He loves supporting other artists. And so when other people ask, hey, can you help with this? He's so quick to jump in.
Yep.
While he's in 600 bands, I imagine that Ben helps even more people than that because he works all the time on songs and different things with other artists.
Amazing.
And one of those guys where I root for all of our local artists, and I'm pulling for all of them. He's one of those ones where one day I hear he signed a record deal, I'm going to be maybe even more excited than he is, just because I root for him.
Yeah.
He deserves it. He's earned it. He's put so much into this craft.
Oh,
he's so good at it. He's got such smart fingers. He's such a smart player and really talented. Wishing you a great day, Ben. Enjoy your day. And you're a qualifier.
Yeah.
We take a look at birthdays for today. J.J. Watt's 35, Wisconsin's own.
He's only 35.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We've known him since he was a teenager, so I think that's part of why it seems like he's been around for so long.
Now, like a lot of the football players, when they retire, they kind of slim down and everything. So you see Joe Thomas these days, and it just is almost unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
Yep.
He looks really good. Looks very happy. But I don't know many people enjoying retirement more than Joe Thomas. More power to him.
Right.
J.J. Watt's right up there. He hasn't really thinned down, though. He's still got that player muscle to him and everything. I would imagine that's hard to let go. I wouldn't want to.
A little bit, yeah.
I'd hang on to that as long as I could, man. Yeah.
He's still in his 30s. He can hang. He can do that for a while.
I think Hall of Famer. I think mm-hmm. he's a Hall of Famer.
I think so.
He's certainly a Hall of Fame human being. Raised over $37 million for Hurricane Harvey relief back in 2017,
Wah.
Along with a bunch of other causes he's a part of and supports, especially in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his family, the Watts, put a lot into this state.
That's cool.
Constance Wu is 42. Crazy Rich Asians, fresh off the boat, very talented.
She's funny. She's a great comic, timing actor.
I don't know if I had this one wrong, but I had a prediction a while back when Reese Witherspoon won an Oscar for playing June Carter Cash, and I thought she was going to be the next Meryl Streep. I don't know if that happened or is going to happen, but I do think that her talent is way up on that level. I don't know about Meryl Streep level, but it's right there. Reese Witherspoon is almost underrated and underused as an actor.
I agree.
She is good. I don't care anything about those Legally Blonde movies, but I watched them with my girlfriend at the time and enjoyed them because of her. I enjoyed Reese Witherspoon's performance. I didn't really care much about the movies or anything.
Right.
She's one of those actors. She can get me to watch a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Madeline and Big Little Lies, June Carter Cash and Walk the Line, Elle Woods and Legally Blonde. I think that's the movie I was thinking of was Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah,
I knew what you meant.
Yeah. The movie guy over here.
Yeah.
She's good. She's good, though. Let's see. Keegan-Michael Key is 53.
All right. What?
Yeah, I can't
Wait,
believe he's 53. Yeah.
Kinda, he does not look it.
Him and Jordan Peele kind of got their break actually kind of late sort of in life.
That's true.
In some ways, considering in entertainment, especially in comedy. But Key and Peele, one of the more funny sketch comedy shows we've ever seen.
Boy.
Great MC. Great. Keegan has been doing a really good job doing a lot of hosting work and everything.
He's also, and he'll pop up in these projects. He's a great character actor, too.
Yes.
I mean, you got to give him a bunch.
Yes.
And he's a very good singer. So he can do musical parts, too. So
He's very talented.
Very talented.
I like him a lot.
Me too.
Big fan. Matthew Modine is 65. Dr. Martin Brenner in Stranger Things, Private Joker in Full Metal Jacket, Gross Anatomy, Vision Quest. Matthew Modine, man.
He's had a very interesting career.
Yeah.
For a while there, he was kind of being touted as the next big star.
Yep.
I remember that in the 80s when he was young, you know, part of the – he was kind of – I don't know if he was part of the Brat Pack or if he was just part of, you know, like – in their sphere, about?
Yeah.
Because he was in a couple of those movies. But it never worked out. But, man, he's been in some really cool projects.
Yeah. The great Bob Costas is 72 today. One of the smartest minds ever in sports.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
very intelligent, man.
Knows his stuff. Bob Costas has talked about a couple of things in recent years that don't have to do with sports. And I've heard some people, you know, push back on that and everything. Like, what does he know what he's talking about? Bob Costas has interviewed almost all the greatest minds there are, like tons of incredible people outside of sports.
Yeah.
He is a journalist, covered things outside of sports. He's one of our greater brains out there. Bob Costas wants to cover Legos. Fine. Cover Legos. I don't
know.
The idea that we're encouraged to always expand, always be growing, always be trying different things and all that. But then certain people do something that you know, certain people out there don't like and immediately lose their minds.
Right. And please.
He's 72. Let him do whatever he wants.
He's been doing this since the beginning of his career.
Yeah.
He was on later for that show that was basically created for him to interview people.
Yeah.
Not just sports, but everybody. So, no. I do have one thing about Bob Costas. Okay, I love him. I think he's a great interviewer. I don't like him doing play-by-play.
No, I don't either.
I don't know why.
I know. See, I feel like a jerk
for it.
I feel really bad because
I
know how much he loves it.
I know.
But no. I think, you know, it's in part, it's not his fault, but it's also in part his fault because he has stories. And you know, he wants to share them, and that's really cool. But you got to be so in and out in that job and so quick and concise. I just don't think that's his style.
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Lloyd Webber, 76 today. Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita, Phantom of the Opera, Cats. Can keep going with that one.
No comment.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, certainly quite a legacy at Broadway.
I'll give him credit for being so successful, but that's where I stop.
CNN's Wolf Blitzer is 76 today.
Wow. 76. Wow.
He'll celebrate with his brothers, Coyote and Fox. And, that's a bad joke. That's a bad, bad, bad joke. That's his real name.
His real name is Wolf Blitzer. How do you come up? Name. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. William Shatner is 93 today. Captain James T. Kirk, Sergeant T.J. Hooker, musical mastermind behind Rocket Man. Nobody, I say this, and I say it every year on his birthday,
you
and
do.
I mean it with every bit of respect I have. Nobody has done more with less than William Shatner. Nobody thinks that William Shatner is a thespian. Nobody thinks William Shatner is a best-selling author. Nobody thinks that William Shatner is the greatest singer they've ever heard or any of these things. Yet, I just named for you two different TV shows in two different decades, not even bringing up Boston Legal.
Yeah.
Or he had another show that he
I
did a little bit later.
Head, but, yeah.
But he's had multiple hits in multiple decades.
Mm-hmm.
He's had literal hits with albums that he's recorded, and notice I said multiple.
Oh, many,
like albums,
many albums
that he's done.
Yes,
and he's one of those people where I don't know. He seems to be. Have some confidence and maybe a bit of ego while also being able to make fun of himself. It's, you know, I don't know. And he seems to be in on the joke.
Right.
The Rocket Man bit, all that stuff. Like, it seems like he gets the joke better than us.
Yeah. I don't think it was always that way. I think at one point he was taking himself way too seriously.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. He leaned into it finally towards, you know, as he got older and he just went with it. And he was so much more popular after that.
Yeah.
I mean, not to forget about being, you know, James Kirk or whatever. He's just, yeah. I think as soon as he got loosened up, people really started to like him.
And still a lot of people's favorite Starship Captain.
Yep.
Carl.
Go ahead.
Carl Malden would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1912. Star of Streets of San Francisco, Michael Douglas. It's also in those American Express commercials, too, I remember. I remember those, too.
The 80s, yes.
Marcel Marceau, born on this day in 1923. Magnificent mime. He was also a member of the French Resistance during World War II and helped smuggle children out of France during Nazi occupation.
Did not know that.
Oh, yeah. That what a life.
Well, a fascinating life, yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't care much about mimes. That's not my thing or anything, but that man's a hero.
To his credit, he's the only mime most people knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Who Marcel Marceau was.
Know who Chico Marx is. Chico Marx, born in this day in 1887, of course, of the Marx Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous piano player,
too. Oh, wonderful piano player. A Day at the Opera, people. A Day at the Opera. If you're going to watch one Marx Brothers movie, that's the one. And you will see Chico going to town on that piano.
Yeah, they did it in every movie. Duck Soup is one
Duck
of my
Soup's
favorites
a good one.
Of
that's
the Marx Brothers.
One. That's
yeah.
a good one. Quick look at a Saturday birthdays. Kyrie Irving is 32 tomorrow. Let's see. Keri Russell is 48.
Ooh, she's good.
Jason Parks, 51. Jason Kidd, I'm sorry, is 51 tomorrow. Ooh. Randall Park is 50. I just combined it Randall Park and Jason Kidd. I don't know how you can do that.
That's good. Oh, I love Randall Park. He's hilarious.
Damon Albarn is 56 tomorrow. Guitar singer of Blur and the Gorillaz. Nicely done. Nicely done. And let's see. Shaka Khan, 71 tomorrow.
Shaka Khan.
I love Shaka Khan.
You hear every in the Kitchen's Open theme. You hear her all every time.
That's right.
Rufus.
And quick look at Sunday. Jessica Chastain is 47 on Sunday. Oscar-nominated redhead, Zookeeper's Wife, Help, Zero Dark Thirty, The Martian. Great actress.
She's very good actress.
Lake Bell is 45 on Sunday. Wonderful voice actor. She does the voice
awesome.
Of Poison Ivy and a bunch of voices on Harley Quinn.
One of the all-time greats.
Yeah, she's really, really
she's
good.
Very
I
good.
Love her voice.
Mm-hmm.
She's
also married to someone famous, but I can't remember who it is.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I can't remember.
But her distinction and her ability, like her dexterity with her voice is really impressive.
It is.
Peyton Manning, 48 on Sunday. One of the greats. One of the greats.
All time.
Allison Hannigan is 50 on Sunday.
What?
Lily from How I Met Your Mother and, of course, American Pie movies.
Wow.
Jim Parsons is 51 on Sunday. Sheldon, of course, in The Big Bang Theory and many other things.
Oh,
we've
yes.
seen him
yeah.
in.
He's a fabulous actor.
And The Undertaker is 59 on Sunday. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest, I think you could make the argument, greatest gimmick in wrestling history.
He was one of a kind. I remember when he first started, in WWF at the time. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all of a sudden, people were like, whoa, what is this? Mm-hmm. You're right. It was a great gimmick.
And the thing of it is, too, it didn't like ever, even Hogan had to change his gimmick up in those mm-hmm. things. And Undertaker did the dead man thing a little bit and stuff. But he basically did the same character over 20 years.
He had a long career.
It's a mess. Like, not, that doesn't happen in wrestling. No. That does not happen usually. Some people are no longer with us that would have been celebrating birthdays on Sunday. The great Louis Anderson would have been 71, born in 1953, passed away in 2022. Comedian, wonderful stand-up comedian. Yep. One of the greats. I love Louis Anderson.
Me too.
And R. Lee Emery, born in 1944, amazing drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket, and the voice of the soldiers in Toy Story and everything.
Yeah.
An actual sergeant.
He was. Sergeant, yes, that's right.
One of the greats, Steve McQueen, born in 1930, passed away in 1990. King of Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know we say James Dean and everything, but you look at Steve McQueen, you're like, no. James Dean was cool, but Steve McQueen was the definition of cool.
Watch The Great Escape. That's such a great just movie. Watch The Great Escape, I love that movie.
God, I watch that every... I can watch it once a week almost. Yeah. I love that movie so much. And my first big, great influence, Harry Houdini, born in 1874, passed away in 1926.
Wisconsin's own.
Yes, Wisconsin's own genius.
Yep.
Harry Houdini changed the game of entertainment. Like there's artists. I just read on Monday's Playmakers. I got a wonderful stat on Bob Gibson. I want to read, and I was explaining to one of my students about Bob Gibson and how Bob Gibson literally changed the game. They had to lower the mound because of him and all that. Harry Houdini did that to entertainment, all of entertainment, not just magic, not just getaways or anything like that. Like entertainment in general.
He went from the magician to the illusionist. Mm-hmm. He was the first illusionist because he did it all, and he was a remarkable talent.
Mm-hmm. We encourage you to head on over to our friends over at El Cafe, celebrate with them, enjoy their wonderful diner and some great food, great atmosphere, and great people. Mm-hmm. And a big shout out to El Cafe. Wish them a happy birthday from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. We're going to continue our candidate series right now. We will have our Culver Star of the Day after this segment, so keep on listening for that, everybody. And be sure to bookmark the website, myvote.wi.gov. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything that is on your ballot, registering to vote, where to vote, and all of the information you need to get out there and keep democracy alive. We are welcoming in right now John Benbow, Wisconsin Rapid School Board candidate. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time. John, just some simple questions for you. And one of the things that we are doing with this time with our candidates is trying to encourage more and more people to do public service, to run for boards, to run for things as you are. So my first question, the essence of it is that, how have you enjoyed this experience?
I've loved the experience as far as I got on the board because at the time, 15 years ago, the board wasn't making, they get all their information, they wouldn't make a decision. And when you're on a board, you're it's a fluent board and you have to make decisions to keep everything else running. So that kind of frustrated me. I was involved with a project that multiple taxpayers were involved with and the board. We worked on this project for a year and a half. There was about 125 of the community members. And the board got the information, sat on it, and for 6 months didn't do anything with it. So it was frustrating for a lot of the people that were involved in that project. But as far as I've enjoyed it, it's not a get-rich type of proposition, but it's needed. And you need leaders that are willing to give the time to make the decisions to keep the in this case, the school district high quality and active.
What do you see as the board's responsibilities?
The major responsibilities of the board is to set policy. Mainly you hire as a board, you hire a superintendent to do the daily operations of your school district. And then as far as then the board, after that, you know, after the policy part, basically you're now working with budgets, deciding on what we need to buy, what we should buy, how we need to get the funding and that type of thing.
I'm speaking with John Benbow, Wisconsin Rapid School Board candidate. John, how do you plan to include the parents, teachers, community in decision-making with the board?
We have done, I feel, a very good job of doing that. Currently on our superintendent search, if you go to our website, there's a complete roadmap of the hiring and interview process. The community has been involved. There was about a two-week period where the public could give comments on what they wanted to see in a superintendent. Then all of last week we had stakeholder meetings with teachers, parents, general taxpayers, administration, and took that feedback. And now we're in the process, of course, of identifying, as far as the candidate closure identification process will be up in a couple weeks, and then we'll start interviews and go on with the process there. I would like to note that we have in our district are saving the taxpayers almost $12,000 to $18,000 because we're doing the superintendent search on our own. Since we've had several in the past, we've had the information from WASB, of which at that time we paid for that information. So we've continued to use it, and it's been a very effective model in hiring superintendents. Mm.
John, our final question for you, and we'll let you get back to your day. Why should voters cast their ballot for you? Any final thoughts?
Well, my final thoughts would be, first and foremost, I am dedicated to this school district. I 100% advocate for public education. This is my 15th year on the school board, and I'm a lifelong resident. Myself and my wife have both graduated from Lincoln. My two kids graduated from Lincoln, and my son is just officially going to be a doctor. So I'm very proud of him, and he's a proud Lincoln graduate. So the other thing is, we do have a lot of good things going on in the school district, and I still want to be a part of that and continue it. If you would go into a building and see what happens every day, it's just phenomenal what goes on in our building. Not to mention the fact that we have all of the programs that kids can do. Our trade homes class alone, where they go out and build a house. Generally, there's 20 to 25 kids. Generally, by the end of the year and the end of that semester, those kids have jobs in trades. Mm. The previous class, 23 of the 25 kids already were employed. Mm. And there's other things. You have DECA, you have FFA, CTE, Skills USA, where we have kids in our CTE classes go out for welding competitions, building cement work, electrical, and win these competitions. We have our live stream and audio program now has just won a state award. We have art competitions, athletics, and there's so many good things that happen. The culinary class was just at Sand Valley, and they had a James Beard winning chef out there that was helped leading them, and that the experience is unreal that these kids can get.
Mm-hmm. John, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck out there. I do want to thank you for your service to the community and everything you've done. Appreciate that. And thank you again for coming in today.
Well, thank you, James. It's a pleasure to come in, and I'm glad you give everybody this opportunity to hear us. Mm.
Keep on listening, everybody, for more interviews with candidates. We'll have some with us on Monday. And be sure to bookmark and go to the website myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Be informed. Get out there. Keep democracy alive. We will continue to have some fun here at the show. Coming up, we got our Culver Star of the Day here at WFHR's Morning Show. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for you. You get it. You feel like you know the answer. Call up 715-424-2600. Let us know. Yeah. And boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That is two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That's free Culvers.
That's a lot of good food right there,
you
man.
You can't beat that.
No.
You literally can't. You can't. Go ahead.
With
try.
A stick. You can't.
You can't do it. We appreciate all the fun that we have with this one. And a big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers letting us have so much fun on this. Get ready to call 715-424-2600 and let us know what TV show theme song this is from.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
Flamingo. Wow.
Didn't get to the song.
Did not even get a beat into it. Good morning. What's your answer?
Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Can I get your first name, sir?
Ed.
Ed, thank you so much. Ed, you knew that one instantly, didn't you?
Yeah. I watched the show quite a bit.
A classic show. Classic show. I don't know why Laverne and Shirley doesn't get brought up more often with like greatest comedies of all time.
It really should.
It had a perfect cast. Mm-hmm. All four of their lead actors were phenomenal. It was a storyline that was not like every other storyline on TV, and since hasn't been really. You haven't seen a storyline like that before, where it's focused on two women working a blue collar job in a small apartment. All those storylines like that didn't happen anymore.
Not really.
It's a great show. Great show. Thanks so much, Ed, for calling up and listening. We appreciate. And, of course, it has Wisconsin ties, so we love that part about it and everything. Ed, stick on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but thank you so much for listening and playing along. You're our newest star of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Yeah, Laverne and Shirley taking a look at the stats on this one.
Okay.
8 seasons it ran. I didn't realize it ran for 8 seasons. January 27th, 1976, it premiered, wrapped up on 1983. And, of course, part of the reason we're playing this is it's a spinoff of Happy Days, mm-hmm. which, of course, we played last week for you and everything. I don't know what that just was, everybody.
Wow.
I have no elbow, apparently.
Yeah, jeez, careful right there, off. Man.
So we're going to continue to do the spinoff thing. Mm-hmm. We'll have some fun with that. Keep on listening for it. We'll also have some other themes for you a little bit later. And we love your ideas. I've had a couple of people send me, hey, you haven't done this TV show or that movie or something like that. Go ahead and send them to us, everybody. We love that. For now, we got to talk to Ed, catch up with him really quick. And I got to get my agent's information to him because he is our newest star of the day.
Congratulations, Ed.
We'll come back and wrap up the hour for you on the morning show here at WFHR. Got that timing back.
You
oh,
did.
Watch
you
out.
Right
now,
on, man.
I got that timing back. Oh, no.
You know. I just came up with an idea for you to do for Unlabeled. You could do like this. Acts that were big in the 80s but also had hits in the 90s.
Oh, that's
like,
a good one.
Like Tears for Fears is a good example right here. This was their 90s hit. Of course, Duran Duran had some. You know, they're associated with the 80s, it's but they really still had some good hits in the 90s.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's been fun doing that show and the crux of finding a song like, oh, this is going to be great. No, it came out in 89. Oh, it came out in 2001.
It's right on
it's
the,
like, oh, it's
right on the cusp there. Yeah. It's
been fun finding those songs you think are a 90s song. You find out, actually, that was an 80s. Or vice versa. I thought it was an 80s song. Turns out it was a 90s song. That kind of thing. We'll talk more about Unlabeled next hour. We get into our schedule a little bit. We have some stuff to wrap up our hour. We want to get to, Seth. But big story happening right here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is a topic that we've talked about with Representative Krug, Senator Teston, Mayor Blazer many times, Mayor Verwink even at the time a bit. For those that did not hear, idled Billerud Wisconsin Rapids Mill is going to be acquired by Capital Recovery Group, LLC. There's a lot more details to that. There's a lot more going on with that story. Mm-hmm. I imagine we will be getting into in the next weeks coming up here with the politicians that do join us and when we get a chance to talk about it. But I do think that it's a story worth looking into.
Yep.
Find it, and hopefully you can find it not behind a paywall. Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
If you need information, please reach out to me and I will get it to you.
All right.
March Madness is underway, and since this is college basketball, and because people love the brackets and fans in every corner of the country can find a rooting interest, there's a new March Madness poll out, and it found the college basketball fans in the South claim to be the most knowledgeable about the sport.
Okay.
There's also they're also most likely to have lucky snacks that are relevant to their team or their region, and they're also most likely to drown their sorrows in those snacks if their team loses. Fans in the East are most likely to accidentally throw their plate when having extreme, outrages of anger or anything like that.
Wow.
And over 93% of college basketball fans prefer to add some level of heat to their gameplay foods. And here's how that breaks down across the country.
All right.
So fans in the West and the South are most likely to prefer a hot level of heat on their food.
Not surprising.
Nachos, yep. That kind of thing. Fans in the East generally want a medium level of heat. Okay,
makes sense.
And Midwesterners tend to go for mild spicy levels. Yeah, pretty
darn
much.
Boring Midwesterners.
Yeah, that seemed to be the way. Easterners are most... here's a few more random stats. Easterners are most confident with their favorite team that can win it all.
Jeez.
That's pretty easy this year with UConn.
Yeah, it is. Although, again, not shocking.
Yeah.
The confidence of the East, right? Yeah.
It would, if they had just Syracuse out there, they'd still feel that
it
way.
Matter.
Westerners are least confident with their favorite team that can win it all. That's interesting.
That is fascinating to me. Wow.
A long time since UCLA days.
Yeah.
Both Easterners and Westerners are tied for most competitive. Interesting. Midwesterners are the biggest underdog fans and the fans most likely to love buzzer beater moments, and they're the, quote, least likely to go on a date each month. on a Dadies Mutt as far as like a basketball related date that they're talking about. I don't know.
That was really random.
That seemed way out of left field and personal. Smelled a little personal. SWNS, who does this article. I don't know what that
What's going on with that, man?
That seemed a little
prying into people's thing. What is it?
So the other stuff doesn't is a little interesting.
But yeah.
The underdog thing for Midwesterners, that does not surprise me at all.
Me neither. No.
Most Midwesterners grew up with a bit of a, whether we realize it or not, a chip on our shoulder. Mm-hmm. When there's national news, it's New York, it's California, it's Texas, it's the big states, it's the big state down south, Florida here and there.
Yeah.
So Midwesterners quite often feel, especially because in the beginning, you know, before the air conditioner was invented, all the most populated states were here in the Midwest.
Exactly.
And so, I mean, there's a parallel universe of this where those other states we mentioned and everything are not nearly as big as Cleveland. Like, that sounds really weird right now. But
the Midwestern cities.
Go ahead and look at the way things were, the population numbers before the air conditioner was invented.
It's fascinating.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Easterners are most likely to add condiments to pasta and cookies. I don't understand this.
Condiments to pasta?
Yeah.
Does that mean like marinara or like just pasta sauce? Does that count?
I try not to do this, but now I'm getting upset.
Okay.
Now I'm getting angry. You're messing with marinara. You're messing with marinara sauce. You don't do that.
But is it a condiment though? That's the question I have.
I don't care. I don't know. I'm more than offended right now. I'm a little disturbed, actually. I'm a little.
And what condiments do you put on cookies? That's weird.
I don't know about that one.
That one is strange.
That seems very strange to me. That seems very weird to me.
Easterners are just, I don't know. You guys are funny.
Just try to be different. You know, trying too hard.
Yeah,
I think you're trying too hard. I wanted to wrap up the hour with an interesting one here. We do cover world records, of course.
We do.
An Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by putting on 10 T-shirts in 15.3 seconds. David Rush, who has broken more than 250 world records, previously accomplished the same feat in 15.61 seconds before beating this most recent record. Rush officially took the record for the fastest time to put on 10 T-shirts by donning all the required shirts within a 15-second time. I feel like I could have won this one when I was running late for school back in the day.
Yep.
Like, nobody got dressed quicker than a kid running late for school.
I think that's true. They get a lot of teenagers. See how well they do on this one, right?
I feel like his days could be numbered with this one, because you give a teenager this challenge, and if you can motivate them to do it, they'd kill this. They'd kill this. They'd be really good at this.
But then they'd ask you, why 15? Why would I put 15 shirts on?
Yeah. And you know what? They'd almost break the record and then not. Like, just to mess with you. Just to mess. Rush is, what you have to do is tell them not to break the record.
14 and they stop.
Yeah. That's exactly what would happen. Rush is pursuing the goal of holding the most concurrent Guinness World Record titles. Italian record breaker Silvio Saba currently holds the top spot with 182 titles. You can't make a living doing this.
I don't think they don't, because the Guinness, they don't give out cash prizes or anything like that.
No,
they
none
just
of that or anything.
Verify that you did it. Yeah.
How you are able to live while also, like, when do you have the time to do a job? There's no 9-to-5 job that you could be doing while you. Hey, you should be calling people, making calls right now and everything. No, I'm trying to put on shirts fast.
You got to have a hobby, I guess.
We are going to take a quick timeout, check in with our a news break when we come back. Great stuff coming up for us. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking about the Alexander House with Connie Hankey. We'll also have some new other entertainment news for you, and plenty more coming up with Seth and James right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.